It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast is a go. Bushy with you, as always, and with me as always this season, Tammy Chu. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to you.
Morning, morning.
We are in the morning. We're here in the Kowloon Cricket Club swimming pool pavilion, and we're missing Nitesh this week. He's in Goa or something. I don't know where he is, but he's AWOL again.
Yeah.
He's not sick this time, at least.
No. He said he needed to pack a suitcase or something.
Yeah, I know. He reckons he needed 2 days to do that. I mean, that's a five-minute job for a bloke, Nitesh. Anyway, he's not here, and he's yet to give us our tips. So with me leading, I'm behind by one in the tipping tally at the moment. I'll just let you do his tips. He'll love that. There we go. We got plenty to get through. We've got some special guests coming up later on. A special My Story, where I talk to Perrin Shah from the Sky Warriors Club about their upcoming Sky Warriors Sixers event, 2-day event coming up at Mission Road this weekend. That's later in the show. We touched on it last week, Tammy, about the fact that the major women's competitions are now over, except for Premier League, which is coming up this weekend. But you did mention something about a Chaos Women's League coming up.
Yeah, there's like a women's version of the Chaos League, the Women's Development League. So it's, for beginners, it's sad, but like anyone who didn't play any international game, didn't play any Premier League game can play. So
how many games a day?
The 8.
8 games a day?
Yeah, at PKVL Reservoir.
That is a Chaos League. I like it. Sunday?
Sunday, on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just have a little chat. What's going on? Who's playing and what teams and what's going on with this? And what sort of format is it?
Yeah, so basically it's pair cricket, 16 overs. 8 players per side. So each pair will play 4 of us. Everyone have to bowl. Everyone have to bat. And just have fun. Enjoy a Sunday out.
What sort of ball is it?
It's a hard ball.
A hard ball? But hard ball 16s.
Yeah, but like new ball is not required. Yeah.
Okay. So what teams do we have involved in this?
So this season I think we've got 10 teams. And then they are divided into 2 pools. So for the pool one, we've got CCC, KCC, Lama Roses, ATCC, Rosie, and USLC. And pool two, we've got team from HKCC, India Club, Link Fireflies, ATCC Pinay, and also SLCC Lioness.
Oh, I'm interested about that KCC team because every KCC maiden I know has played Premier League pretty much. How many players do they need?
8.
8. Do they have?
But they can get exemption.
Yeah, they might have to, I think, because even their 13-year-olds are playing Premier League.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But they've also got Premier League on Sunday. So, they do. A lot of those teams, like HKCC also has to, but they've got a bigger pool of women's players up the hill. Who was in pool two?
Pool two, we've got HKCC, India Club, Link Fireflies, SCC Pinay, and SLCC Lioness.
Oh, that's a good pool as well. What time does it start? I'm assuming very early.
I think it started somewhere like 8 and it finished like 5.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, we're playing like 2 games at the same time, so we're playing only half of the PKVL Reservoir. So, and also like...
I'm already utterly confused. So this is a massive Chaos League. How many weeks does it go for?
I think the round go for 3 weeks and they're going to be a final week.
All right. So it's playing through the start of April, end of April to start and end of May to finish with in the rain out of PKVR Park in a reservoir in May heat. That is a massive Chaos League. So that's going on. You can check that out this weekend and for the coming up weekends out at PKVR Reservoir is the development stuff. We like that. And anyone wants to get down, I guess they can still talk to the clubs and find a game if you're listening into the podcast and go, oh, maybe I want to play. Not only because, I mean, like last week when we talked to Karen Poon and like her mum's just got into cricket.
Yes.
So, I mean, there might be some players listening.
We actually make her to play a Development League game last year as well.
Yeah, she's got to play this year, surely. Surely she is in the HKCC side.
Also like
or CCCC. Who does Karen Poon's mum play for? Yeah, that's all right. That's acceptable. We've got the plenty returning this weekend. We're going to talk about that. Plus, there's Saturday League games coming up. We'll do the birthdays as well. It's another great episode of the 8 for 52 podcast. Shall we get on with it?
Yep.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for outs and ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Just the one game last weekend due to the Easter long weekend, and it was a big one in Sunday Div 2 out at PKVAR Park. The KCC Infidels up against the India Club Brahmas. We all went for the Brahmas on this one. We're thinking with KCC not at home. KCC went into bat, and they batted out their full 50, 208 in total. Best score by Shail Shah. He got a half century, 53 off 61. Was it enough at PKVAR Park, Tammy?
Nah. Not their home ground.
They did well. Enough runs in the end. 212 for 7 in 46 for the Brahmas on the back of Ankur Vashishta's 60 and Akash Yadav getting a 59 as well. In the bowling, Madassar Hussain, who was in the wickets previously, 2 for 43. Ankur also got a 2 for 26, which I pretty much think gives him player of the match. And that's exactly what the app said. Ankur Vashishta getting the job done for the Brahmas. So we'll have a look at the table, Tammy, after that game and run us through it.
After that game, India Cup Brahmas is on top of the table with the win as well. They're sure like top of the top table. And then second, it's HKCC Optimus, and then KCC Infidels got 13 points. I think they finished all the game, right?
No, it looks like Infidels, Brahmas, Knights and Dragons still have a game left. If the table is to be believed, 10 games apiece. So the Opties on 13 points, they're done, according to the points table at least. They're 1 point behind the Brahmas, so they can't get a home final. But they can get overtaken by the Infidels if they win their final game.
Yeah.
Because they've got a much better net run rate. So the Opties are just sitting ducks at the moment. They were top of the table before last weekend. Now they're second. They could end up third here, depending on what happens in the final round of games. The Knights are done, the Dragons are done, and the Lions will finish the season without a win. The top run scorers for Sunday Elite Div 2, Tammy.
Top run scorers, still the cheat code.
Yep.
With hits 666 run in five innings. HKCC Optimum, Sahar Mavankar, top of the table. Second, it's Anko from India Club Brahmas, got 580 runs. And then it's Solom Nasim Butt, 410 runs from Daikwa Little Saiwan Knights. And then HKCC Optimus Sackville Y on the 4th got 363 runs. And then Akash Yadav from India Cup again got 312 runs.
Yep, so Ankur with a game in hand has moved from 520 to 580 runs with that 60. He's 86 runs behind Sahar with a game in hand. So he needs 87 runs in the final game to be the top run scorer for Sunday Elite Div 2. For the bowling, Niaz Ali is at the top, as always, 26 wickets. He's 10 wickets ahead of the second place player, who is Madassar Hussain, taking two more wickets to get to 16. In third from the Dragons, Thinlay Kenjub with 15. Also on 15, Saptashi Mukherjee from the Optimists. And rounding out the top five, Samir Shahi from the KCC Infidels with 14 wickets. So that's Sunday Elite Div 2. Next week, we've got a few more games. We'll run through all the tables that play next weekend. But that's it for Outs and Ins this week.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
The Plenty is returning this weekend around Hong Kong, and Natesh isn't here to scoff at me calling it the Plenty. The Premier League T20 returns, and there's some big games, but there's some big issues for some of the big games. We're going to start with Up the Hill, which is a very important game in the Women's Premier League. Hong Kong Cricket Club up against Lantau. Game one at 9:30 a.m. Sunday. Tammy.
Yes.
This is a bit of a problem for HKCC.
True. We are missing like half of our team.
They are on a plane today.
Yes.
Going to Sri Lanka. Lantau will welcome back, as far as I'm aware, Vansi Chowdhury and Myra Baloch, who skipped that game against CCC.
Yeah.
So they're going to be back to full strength. They were undefeated before they went in with that under-strength side against Craigengower. Whoever wins this, I think, will end up playing Craigengower, perhaps, in the final.
I think...
Is this the final round, right?
Yeah, final round. But I think even Touchwood, any wood, if we lost this game, if we manage to get the run rate high, we might still be able to go into
final. Yeah, I think, after Lanto got thrashed, they really have to come out and pretty much do the same to HKCC, bowl them out for 32 and chase it down in three overs. Possible with so many superstars missing. I mean, no Natasha, no Mariko, no Lemon, no Emma.
No Alison, no Betty.
Okay, that's 6 of 11.
Yeah.
And
more than half.
And pretty much your top five. So you're going to have to rely on the youngsters coming in, I guess. Maya Gardner is going to have to perhaps open.
Probably.
Yeah. But who opens with her?
Actually, I have no idea.
Yeah. There's going to be a selection headache up the hill for HKCC.
I think that I'm playing.
Oh, well.
Should be. If we're missing 6 people and I'm not playing,
well,
then.
Okay. Look. You're obviously going to go with HKCC.
Yeah.
Natesh isn't here, so he gets your tips.
Okay.
Should I help you out? Should I help out Hong Kong Cricket Club Women's Premier? I really don't like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I break the golden rule, you've pretty much good chance of winning. So I will go Lantau.
Okay.
And then next week you can scoff and go, what's the golden rule, Aaron? And I'll go, don't tip against Tammy. Anyway, that's going to be a good game. I'm tuning in. I'm not calling any of these ones because I've got the Sky Warriors Sixers duties. Here at Kowloon Cricket Club, KCC Women's Premier up against Yask, where Little So Won Women's Premier, DLSW missing their superstars as well. KCC with no Yaz Dazwani.
Yep, that's true. But I think that I will go for DLSW because they still have player like, I think, Fatima. Rani Suman, like players from the Link Fireflies.
Yep. And we've seen what happens to the KCC Premier side if Yasmin is not available.
Yeah.
They can get bowled very quickly. They scored, 90-odd against HKCC, but that was 50 of that was Yaz.
Yeah.
And then there was extras. I'm putting Diasco Little So on to win that one as well, which will mean KCC Premier will go the season without a win. Let's get to the boys, shall we? And start up the hill. USRC Premier up against Hong Kong Cricket Club Premier. The boys are in town, so this should be full strength side for both. And obviously, I don't think you've ever tipped against Hong Kong Cricket Club. You might have once, and we all fell off our chairs. Full strength HKCC at home. You can't pick against them. USRC Premier have struggled all season. HKCC are going to get the win there. Now here, very interesting game. KCC Premier up against Diasqua Little So Won Belit. Mm-hmm. Now, to take into context here, a lot of the Pakistan Association players are on tour in Malaysia for a whole different group of Pakistan teams for the Malaysia, but they're all like Pakistan named teams. However, Baba Hyatt went with them.
Mm-hmm.
Baba Hyatt is playing for Pakistan Association in Malaysia at the moment. I don't know when that tour finishes and when they return. So I don't know if KCC Premier have Baba Hyatt. That said, also on that tour for Pakistan Association is Heda Ali, former Bahrain captain who plays for Diasqua Little So Won. So either they're both back and they'll both play, or they're both away and both teams will be short a big hitter.
Well, just because it's at KCC.
I mean, it's a fair bet. KCC Premier have not lost this year. They didn't win the 50-over format. They are desperate to get a trophy in the cabinet this year.
Yeah.
They will go full strength, I reckon, and they will try to clean up the D-lit of Diasqua Little So Won and go a clean sweep, and then they get a home Premier League final as well.
Yeah.
So that's all on the line there. So that's Premier League. That's on broadcast on Cricket Hong Kong China YouTube. All four games starting in the morning, 9:30 up the hill, 10 a.m. here at KCC. No idea who's commentating apart from the fact it's not me, and I don't believe it's you because you're playing.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not Natesh because he's not in town.
Yeah.
Let's move to Saturday Championship Div 1. There's no other Sunday games next weekend. So starting Div 1 Championship, Crusaders versus the IRC Charlie Bears Saturday side right here at KCC. We'll be broadcast on KCC YouTube. What do you think, Tammy?
Crusaders?
Well, I agree because there's a lot on the line here. because if the Charlie Bears somehow beat the Crusaders, it may get the Tartars relegated, if my memory is correct, from the old table.
Yeah.
The Tartars have a chance, had a chance, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's if Crusaders beat
but
Charlie Bears.
But it came down to this, Crusaders win against Charlie Bears, both the Crusaders and the Tartars of Cowland Cricket Club stay in Div 1.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we go and get the calculator out. So there's no ifs or buts for Crusaders. They have to save their dead club mates.
Yeah.
Not that they're big fans of the Tartars. The Crusaders never have been. And then they'd probably very much laugh if the Tartars got relegated into Div 2. But that's not the club game. So the Crusaders are going to come here to Cowland Cricket Club on Saturday and they are going to win that one because they're a much better side than they've been this year. They just haven't been able to put it together. So that's on. And then this says final. For Saturday Championship Div 1, which obviously can't be. Somebody's logged it wrong in the system.
Be like if they finish all the game and on top already.
Oh, would they run the final weekend? Who knows? upcoming. Let me go have a look. I've got to go into leagues now. I have no idea, but it does say it's a final between the Nomads and Gap Ramblers.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe, but it's possible. Whatever it is, it's on, and I'm sure the YouTube at Hong Kong Cricket Club will be showing this one. Nomads versus Gap Ramblers, in-house derby. Now you really have to pick someone, Tammy, because they're both Hong Kong Cricket Club.
As far as I remember from the table, Gap Ramblers is winning by a big gap, right?
Like that's how I remember it.
Right. So Gap Ramblers.
Yeah, I'm going with the Gap Ramblers as well because they had a massive gap at the top. And I think the Nomads lost a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Also saying final, so perhaps it is the final round and the finals. This says final for Saturday Championship Div 2 at Hong Kong Cricket Club at 8 a.m. You're doing back-to-back games up the hill. I can't trust anything this says, but at the moment it's saying the Saturday Championship Div 2 final is at Hong Kong Cricket Club on Saturday the 26th from 8 a.m., followed by the Div 1 Championship from 1 p.m.
Wow.
I haven't done my research, so I have no idea if any of this is true. It could be, because PAC Championship at top of the table.
Yeah.
And very, very strong and want to go up. And I think Withers go up as well, the way it works, if that's the final. What are you going to do? Who are you going to pick? This is tough. This is much tougher than perhaps the last one.
Home ground.
Yeah.
Home advantage, HKCC.
Look, we just talked about it earlier about the Pakistan Association team in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They obviously have to come back. I mean, Hafiz didn't go. So he's playing. Hafiz Khan is still in town. Yeah. So he's playing for PAC Championship no matter what. Haseeb was out of town because he had to fly back to Pakistan for an emergency.
But even if he's here, he can't play with his broken finger, right?
Well, he can't play. He's got a busted finger and he's probably Premier League'd out. I'm not sure. So Tariq was playing in both teams there for a while, but he should be Premier League'd out as well. And I still think PAC have got it.
Yep.
They're going back up. The former rising stars of Pakistan Association Cricket Club will rise again with a win in the final of Saturday Championship Div 2, if it is so the final. So there they are. The tips are all in. The games are on this weekend. Remember, four Premier League games on Sunday and a good setting of Saturday games as well. Saturday Div Championship 1. See, this is Div 1 and it's not a final. That's the Crusaders game.
Yeah.
So they can have a league match and a final at the same time according to the app. I don't know what's going on, but the games that are listed are all on Saturday and from 8 a.m. early start for PAC and Witherers at HKCC. They're the games. Make sure you check them out around Hong Kong or tune in live where they are broadcast.
And now it's time for My Story, where the superstars of cricket come in and tell us their story.
A very special My Story this week on the 8 for 52 podcast, with the upcoming Sky Warriors Sixes tournament taking place at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground this weekend. We've decided to get a couple of the members in from Sky Warriors Club to talk about the club and tell us all about the Sixes. So it's a very good afternoon to Setu Marakia and Parin Shah from the Sky Warriors. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for having us.
Well, just talking about the Sky Warriors, we'll get on to the Sixes comp that's coming up shortly. But how about a background? Because 16 years ago, an idea was formed. So what was that idea and how did the Sky Warriors Club come about?
So idea was very simple, that we came here for our work. and we are cricket lovers and we wanted to play cricket. So, and we were playing with a certain group of people and we wanted to make it more often, more regular. So we thought having it run as an organization would make it a lot easier to have people come in. So
16 years ago, how many of you?
27.
So, yeah.
We started 27 members.
Oh, 27 members. You two were both part of that original 27?
Not me. Parin was there. I joined a couple of years later.
Parin's just a fixture. He's always there. Wherever it is, he's always been there. So 27 members. Were they all cricket?
All for cricket. Okay. At that time, we only had cricket.
And at the time, there was still... You had the India Club and India Rec Club. You guys wanted to have your own special cricket club for specific reasons?
No, because at that point, all the 27 of us belonged to the same Diamond community and we were friends and we started off thinking we'll play just amongst us. And then, of course, things rotated in a different way and went on to...
We'll skip over back to 2025 for a second. You started with 27 members. How many members do you have now?
Close to 200.
So it's grown tenfold, basically, since you started. And it's not just cricket, right? You started off as just cricket, but I remember talking to Chico one day and he's like, there's all sports now.
So we started off with cricket. Then we added badminton in 2013. And while we had these two sports, at that point, only the men were involved. So then we got our spouses involved as well. And we added women's badminton in 2014. Yeah. And I think we added tennis at the same...
We added tennis in 2013 as well.
Yeah, 2013 as well. So we started tennis and badminton at 2013. Yeah.
So that's the racket sport came in 6 years later after cricket. By
that time, we were about 100 members.
Okay.
So there were people who were not purely interested just in cricket. You know how cricket is. You're coming on the field and sometimes not doing anything at all. As a social player, you want to be more involved in the game. So that was the idea how we came up. And Setu himself is a badminton player. So we got a kickstart having few others who were really interested in badminton. And he took a head start in introducing badminton to the club.
So after badminton and tennis 2017, have you added any more sports? Or is it that the three bases of women's badminton, tennis and cricket?
No, those are the three bases. But how we've evolved is because we had family members as well. So the kids were there as well. We did run for a brief time a cricket program for kids at India Club for about 5-6 years. But then we couldn't get a team under us for a long time. So that program didn't go on. And just last year, we converted ourselves to all family only. No more individuals. So now we are focusing on doing individual events, sports, like we did, like how you know about the treasure. And
yeah, I saw the treasure hunt. That was very interesting. You saw that on Instagram, the Sky Warriors Instagram. Yeah. All of a sudden, everyone was heading to the beach. And I'm like, that's not badminton, tennis or cricket. What's going on here? So it's that sort of family community.
Yeah. So we've done paddle. We've done...
Don't talk to me about paddle.
Yeah.
Paddle's on my bad list. He's trying to take my cricketers away.
All right, okay.
Every cricketer seems to love paddle. So when they're not playing cricket, they go play paddle. And I'm worried that they're just going to keep playing paddle and not come back to cricket.
Not just cricket. It's for tennis and badminton as well.
That's okay. We can split the seasons for those two. But paddle's just everybody's new fad. And you got the cricket teams, which is what we're here to talk about. It's a cricket podcast.
Yes.
I first started commentating for you guys when you started the
internal league,
the internal T20 league.
Yes,
which went on forever. It was great fun. There was like three sections of it, and every time we finished, we did a month or so of games, or 2 months, I think it was at a time. I'd get to the end, and I'm like, so is that it? Is the finals coming? Nope, that's part one. and then like 3 months later, it'd come back again. That's been going on for how long?
The internal league has been going on for 7 or 8 years. 7 or 8 years. So we do it in two parts where three teams are involved and each of them play the other team twice. And we run the same round again in September to November. And the first round happens between Feb to April.
Mm. We didn't do that this year either.
This year, because this year we didn't get Mission Road that easily because of the international...
The ICC was on, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all being pushed back.
So it's all being pushed back in the second half.
Fabulous. Now, we do have coming up the Sky Warriors Sixes. Tell me about that.
So that that actually the idea was picked up from another tournament success that happened in within the Diamond community, which was called DFC. And at some point that wasn't happening much and we picked up from there. And I think this is the 13th year. So we've been doing since 2012. And like the Hong Kong Sixes, Carp was also the initial sponsor of the Sixes. That's how it started. And they were the member as well. So we started from there. And then, of course, it's a kind of a format that involves everyone, regardless of their skill. So it's easier to continue on.
It's a good tournament. And I mean, I'm broadcasting that this weekend instead of the Premier League, which I've mentioned earlier on the podcast. It's so big now that I noticed, again, on Instagram that there was an auction. So you auctioned the players off.
Yeah, we auctioned the players, yes. Yeah.
Well, tell us about that and how it went this year, but how did it all start off?
Actually, the players auction, the idea again was picked up from IPL. Very simple. But there's no money involved in anything as such. But the you know, because we are a social club and we want to involve as many members as we can in terms of giving their inputs and things. So we started off auction as a trial basis for 1 year in Sixes. And then now it happens for badminton and tennis.
Yeah, for all the bigger events.
Oh, so it's now pushed across into the badminton, the tennis.
Yeah, other sports as well.
Oh, I like it. So you've picked it up and moved it across. It's now, maybe it's a bit like the IPL auction now in a Hong Kong style, because I noticed how excited everybody from Sky Warriors was getting in the lead up before the auction to find out, oh, who's going to buy who and who's going to spend how much money. That excitement, which was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, 4th April.
Yeah, went under. And yeah, everybody I talked to from the Sky Warriors was buzzing, waiting to find out. Did you see the auction results? Of course, you know who told me immediately, did you see the auction results? Chirag Kothari, who I believe was the most expensive player, was he?
Second most. Ankur was the first. Ankur was the most
expensive. Okay, well, that would have annoyed Chico no end. He'll be trying hard this year to make sure he's the most expensive player. So yeah, how many teams?
10.
10 teams, yeah. And every team gets sort of
10 players each.
10 players, and it's I'd be free. I'd be like $10 Hong Kong. That'd be it. I don't know. Because it was like 70 or something, 70,000 in the system for the top names, right?
Yeah.
So it's you split basically the entire cricket community into like 100 players.
Mm. Yeah. Sethu can explain you how the auction works.
Yeah, go on.
So what we do is we split the players into the all-rounders, batsmen, bowlers, and then we have a different category like platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. And then the auction happens individually. Base pawn starts base pawns are different for different categories of the player. And we start with the platinum, go down to gold, silver, start with the all-rounders, batsmen, and bowlers in that particular sequence, and it's fun. When people
So you did it live?
Live on Facebook, yes.
Oh, I see. So everyone could be watching along. And is there, you said there's platinum, gold, silver, the light. There must be one category called what's my MVP points for the tournament, because that's all Anchor and Chico ever ask me when we're doing morning league. What's my MVP points? Who's on top of the MVP points? I don't know. It's not my job, but yeah, those two that win, yeah, that's why they got the big money. Yeah. They're the ones that care about their MVP points.
That's true.
So Saturday, this is going out on a Friday. So the first game start at 8 a.m., I believe, maybe earlier, at Mission Road. And it'll be broadcast, which is why I'm involved. And it'll be live on the Sky Warriors Club YouTube. Is that correct?
Yes.
So people can watch along. It's an invite-only event, so you can't come down to the ground. We can. You can go stand outside behind the side screen near the softball and watch on. But
softball and the cricket nets area, that part is open.
Yeah, okay. So you could peek your head in and watch some crazy, crazy Sixes. I mean, I always have to do a Brazer's job that he's doing for the Sky Warrior Sixes. I have to do for the corporate Sixes here at Kowloon Cricket Club. So I know how crazy it is, but it's Kowloon corporate Sixes then times the intensity of Sky Warriors club. So it's going to be a crazy weekend, right?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And it's fully, it's like, I was just looking at the map and everything. There's like, it's all mapped out. It's like, it looks a lot like when I had to go work for the Hong Kong Sixers. Yeah. Everything's set up and the teams, and they all going to run out and they all got uniforms. I just saw from Afsal Heda, the uniforms that I get to wear as well as a broadcaster. Yes. Nobody's even going to see my ugly face, but I've got a beautiful shirt to go with it. It's going to be amazing. And actually, I've got a little present here for you guys that's going to come this weekend.
Do you have the microphone covers with you? I thought so.
The microphone covers just for this event, and we'll make sure they get on camera. I don't know if you've seen, if you're listening in, you've obviously seen a Cricket Hong Kong China broadcast where I've got those beautiful big black fluffy microphones that have the Cricket Hong Kong logo on it. Well, I've got two special ones for Sky Warriors, and they're this beautiful red color. It's going to be like, it's going to really look like a mini IPL. We're going to have people out there with remote microphones doing interviews and have them all set up with headpieces so they can talk back to the broadcast. It's going to be a fabulous weekend, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah, is everyone excited?
Let's hope Atif can work with the car cams and the drones.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I haven't even mentioned that. I've got some fluffy mics, but you went off and found some drone. I told you to get the drones. Yeah. That was my idea.
Yes.
But if anyone's watched the Big Bash League in Australia, Foxy Rover. Yes. They also does it at the test where they've got a little buggy that drives around the outside of the ground. You went and bought a buggy.
Yes, I did.
Do we know if it works?
I'll know tomorrow morning. I'll know it tomorrow morning.
If we've got camera shots of running around the outside of Tin Kwan Road, we'll know that.
But we're sitting so close to Tower. Why not try it, you know?
Oh, you've got to try it. And the drone's a brilliant idea because we've never been able to incorporate any of these cool things into Cricket Hong Kong broadcasting. Yeah. So if we can pull off drones, I don't know how we're going to do that.
So I'll tell you a funny story. We first used drones in our tennis tournament.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it was right above the head of the players. And Chico was the one complaining about it, that he doesn't like the sound of it while he's playing.
For somebody that is so talky out on the middle of the field in everybody's ear, he complained about a buzzing drone.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have to deal with that because it's coming back. We got the drone. And you need to come up with a name. They've got the Foxy Rover on Fox Cricket in Australia.
We haven't thought of a name.
You've got 2 days. Well, you've got less than 2 days. By the time this comes out, you'll have about 18 hours. Gentlemen, it's going to be an absolutely fabulous tournament. The Sky Warriors Club putting on another huge event. It's so great you guys could come down and join me in. I'll get some background about the Sky Warriors Club, who are always doing so much. And I mean, you guys, well, especially you, Perrien, playing morning league here at KCC. Yeah. You were here yesterday.
Yes.
You were on the winning team?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I saw that coming. That's
yeah. The grin started because the Marvels got an unlikely victory over their Sky Warriors Avengers teammates yesterday in the morning league. And then I've got the Incredibles tomorrow morning.
Yes.
By the time this has gone out, I'll know if the Sky Warriors Incredibles also have a win. So it'll be Sky Warriors versus Sky Warriors on Wednesday, Sky Warriors on Friday, and then I don't know how many games of Sky
is happening on Saturday and Sunday.
Sky Warriors going off. So it's all on this weekend. Please do tune in and watch on the Sky Warriors YouTube. Gentlemen, Sato and Perrien, thank you so much for joining us on the 8 for 52 podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much. David. Thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
And now it's time for Bushy's birthday bonanza.
Best time to do some birthdays, Tammy. Three in the books. Plus, of course, who's having a birthday today as we record. We did it last week. She's on a plane today. Again, we'll wish happy birthday to Blue Hair Lemon Chong. All right. Who have we got coming up?
We've got two people from the Dragons having a birthday this week. First one, Van Shen, on the 27th of April, turning 39. And also Jason Lowe, 30th of April, turning 32.
Well, a couple of happy birthdays for the Dragons players. And also celebrating a birthday on April 30th, same as Jason Lowe, former KCC Crusader and Hong Kong Cricket Hong Kong China player. Mm-hmm. Now pilot, I've been told. And too busy flying planes to be able to play a game. Turning just 24 years old as well. Vikas Sharma, happy birthday to you. So happy birthday, Vans. Happy birthday, Vikas. And happy birthday, Jason, from the 8 for 52 podcast.
Hi, I'm Zishan Ali, Hong Kong, China national wicketkeeper batsman. And you are listening 852 broadcast with the old man.
Episode 27 of season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast is in the books. Tammy, another big one, even though not nearly as long as last week, which went 2 hours. Do you know how long it took me to edit up a 2-hour podcast?
A lot
longer than 2 hours, I can tell you that. So thank you for coming in and keeping this one nice and brief. Now, it's something we haven't touched on yet because we didn't do Sky Plaza Road. Yeah. But the women's team, they're on their way to Sri Lanka.
Yes, they're flying up tonight, going to Sri Lanka for a prep tour for the World Cup qualifier Asia region. Should we name the squad?
Name the squad.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I've already done. I can bring it up on my spreadsheet here as well. Look at this.
So, Captain Ingesai, always. Natasha Miles, Vice Captain Miriam Beebe. And then we have Betty Chen, Kerry Chen, Lemon Jung, Yasmin Daswani, Mariko Hugh, Ikra Saha, Shenzhen Shashat, Makak Deep Kaur, Ruchita Venkatesh, Emily, Alison Siu, and Dorothea Chan.
As we talked about last week with Karen Poon, because of school exams, it's not a young side, this one.
Yeah.
Who is the youngest? I think it's Mahek.
Mahek.
Turning 20 in May. Oh, she'll turn 20 before the tournament starts, in fact. Mm-hmm. So they'll all be 20 plus, the team playing in Thailand in a group of three. It's been named, I don't know, I can't confirm it, but Sar Sports, who does all the associate stuff on Twitter and the like, has named that it's going to be three groups of three in Thailand for the World Cup qualifiers. And from what he's listed, Hong Kong will be up against Nepal and Bahrain.
Okay.
So that's going to be a very good pool. I hope I get to call that one, if that's the pool, in fact. Mm-hmm. I that's what I'm planning on. You can see you're looking at my very long, big, important spreadsheet. I've already done my data research for, how many teams have we got up to? I think I've done five now. I'm yet to do Malaysia. I've got trivia in there as well. See, things like... how the vice captain Marion Bibby debuted against UAE, age 15.
Yeah.
And still playing. She's only 21.
Yeah.
She's vice captain.
Yep.
You have to help me fill in some more of that trivia.
Yeah, well.
All I've put against Lemon Chung is has blue hair. Maybe silver by the time we get there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a great tour. Do we know who they're playing in Sri Lanka, though? We have some idea who they're playing in Thailand, if Sar Sports is to be believed.
I think it's only them and Sri Lanka playing
a Sri Lanka A side, or is it a Colombo District side? Who are they coming up against?
No idea.
Me neither. Maybe we'll get an update for that next week, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, that's your job. Go off and find out who they're playing in Sri Lanka.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll get the updates as they play, because by that time they should have played a game or two. And they fly to Thailand around the 7th or 8th?
No, they changed. So they are only in Sri Lanka for 1 week now, and then they're flying to Thailand on the 1st of May.
Oh, that's early. The tournament doesn't begin until the 9th.
Yeah,
so
I think they're going to have some practice match at Thailand as well.
Interesting. That'd be good. I'll keep an eye on that one as well. Also, we just talked with the Sky Warriors Club in my story. That big Sky Warriors Sixers tournament coming up this weekend. That's where I'll be off broadcasting. That's why I'm missing from the Premier League. Ooh. It's so much fun. It's so exhausting.
I know. How many games?
I've been sent it. I know it starts at 8 and the game is like every 30 minutes or something, and it just keeps going. You get a 40-minute lunch break, but you don't have time because the next game's coming. You've got to do the toss in between the innings breaks. It's chaos, but it's brilliant. The Sky Warriors Sixers, that'll be broadcast on the Sky Warriors YouTube page, I do believe, 2 full days. We've got everything going on. Ibrahim Saeed's coming in from India to be the ground announcer. Ooh. I'm setting up wireless microphones so people in the crowd can be doing interviews with me. Afzal Heder will be commentating with me, as we do always when we do the Sky Warriors tournaments. It's going to be huge, and I'm looking forward to that one, so I'll give you a report on that next week.
Yep.
Hopefully, is Natesh back next week? And question
maybe.
B, do we care? Maybe. Who knows? He hasn't told us. He hasn't even bothered to put his tips in, so here we going down. No, did we have the same tips this week? Oh.
No.
You know what's going to happen with those tips, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get the ones right that I've gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to pick up the extra tip on it. I don't agree with that, because he would definitely pick... he would have picked Hong Kong Cricket Club women anyway.
Yeah.
What else did we go different on? Is that it? No. Pack versus Withers. I reckon he would have gone Pack on that one. We'll see if he gets them in time before it goes live. Anyway, it's a nice quick episode this week, Tammy. We've finished our time in the KCC Swimming Pool Pavilion for a Thursday after a morning league game. Thank you for joining us again.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2025.
That's that.